Well, there are many traditional and biblical images for the Holy Spirit, like dove, fire, water, wind. Can I think of any others? Any other images of the Holy Spirit? What's that, Father? Tongues? Tongues and flame. What was over there? Yeah, that's before my mic was on. Yes, yeah. Yeah, yes. Any other?
Comforter.
Okay. Breath. Oh, that's a good time to get started with that. What was it? Advocate. Great, Nancy. Why don't we propose a new image for the Holy Spirit that you haven't heard of before? It's Bob. You know, like Bob? Yes, sir. You heard it here first. We have all been bitten by that bug, though, and it has caused a fever in us. It's a fever and a fascination with Jesus Christ. Yes, there he is, right there, the man, Jesus Christ, grasping us lovingly by our hand, ever pulling us out of the dark holes, the messes, the sin that we have fallen into. And we don't choose him to do that. As you can see, he takes all the initiative. Jesus tells us in the 15th chapter of John, you did not choose me. No, I chose you. And that theme of divine election, that mystery, that grace of divine election, is something that is one of my favorite things to meditate upon. That the Lord Jesus calls each one of us who are baptized by name. He calls us by name, just like he called the apostles by name. That he laid his hand on each one of us. That he chooses us. Chooses us to be his companions and his disciples. So one of my favorite scriptures is this ecstatic explanation of St. Paul at the beginning of the letter to Galatians, chapter 15, and chapter 1, verses 15 and 16. He says, God, who has set me apart from the time when I was in my mother's womb, called me through his grace and chose to reveal his son in me. Isn't that amazing? That God has chosen to reveal his son Jesus in each one of us. Chosen us to be in persona Christi, that is, in the person of Christ in this world. Chosen us to complete his work on earth. Chosen us to be his body. Are you amazed at that? Isn't that incredible, like you're an amen or something? Wow, it's amazing. Now that phrase I just used in persona Christi, in the person of Christ, is a phrase that has traditionally been applied to the vocation of priesthood. And the priest, uniquely, is in persona Christi, because he is called to be a sacrament to the people of God of what it means to act and to live in persona Christi, in the person of Christ. And particularly and uniquely, the priest is in persona Christi in the sacraments. That he is the one through whom Jesus calls new members into his family at baptism. He is the one through whom Jesus seals the baptized with his Holy Spirit in confirmation. He is the one through whom Jesus forgives his sins of people. He is the one through whom Jesus brings hope and healing and comfort to the sick and the weak through anointing with holy oil. He is the one through whom Jesus gives himself to his lambs as food and drink. He is the one through whom Christ feeds his people in the Eucharist. Now, outside of sacraments, the priest is in persona Christi, the one through whom Christ is friend to his people. What an astonishing thing it is to be a priest. As St. John Vianney, the patron saint of priests, wrote, oh, how great is a priest if he understood he would die. He said that. Obviously, I don't quite understand it because I'm still alive. And that's true. 20 years, I'm only beginning now to grasp, after 20 years, the gravity and the awesomeness of this vocation that Christ has chosen me for. The fact that Christ did choose me 20 years ago to be ordained a priest is something that makes me feel very loved, and is something which humbles me immensely, as something that terrifies me by his grace. So that's what I'm celebrating today, and I want to thank all of you that I see out here, all these loving faces, my brother priests and seminarians, for having over these last 20 years affirmed me as a priest, and for having sustained me as a priest, and especially for having defined me as a priest. And I also ask for forgiveness for the countless times that you have not seen the person of Christ in me, but rather a selfish and sinful man. So, how great is the patience and grace and mercy of the people of God. But now, we will all stand together around this Eucharistic table. In awe, you're a good Catholic, man. Soon we will stand around this table. In awe of the grace and the mercy of the love of the one who has chosen each one of us to be his companions. May he be praised forever.
Amen.